he said it. It was on time. He was like, well, let me backtrack.
Yeah, because he keeps going at people on Twitter saying, he like, let me know at one time that I ever said it was overrated. Let me know. That's what he kept saying.
He's pulling that bullshit. He's trying to be slick. He said that he doesn't understand all of the hype behind the 90s and why people talk about it and love it and this, that, and other. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, he was kind of saying it was overrated. He didn't literally say those words, which is what he's hiding behind. But he did criticize the 90s hip hop.
You see, he was going at Noriega, and you saw Tyler
came in. 1000 is where it was at. And then he was like, yeah, Lil Bow Wow was the first song I ever heard.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I can see why he feel the way he feel, because he was freaking, 6-7 years old when the year 2000 came. Like, you know, I don't know.
Right, but the thing is, man, and Vince Staples is a really smart guy, and he's slick. I've listened to a lot of interviews with him, and he's trying to be slick. I never said, okay, yeah, like Ryan said, yeah, you implied it, though.
Right, right.
But you still were talking shit about it.
Yeah, he said Twitter are on fire today. It's always almost every week is always something that's gonna happen that just sets Twitter on fire, dude.
I know.
Like, damn, something is like, oh, good. That was alley-oop. He fouled him though. Jazz, hey man, Jazz got kind of a pretty good squad.
Okay, we're just kind of talking about Vince, man. He said, this shit's so crazy because I ain't say none of the shit y'all talking about. I was talking about NSYNC in that video. Shout out to SSL. Maybe I saw something else. Or maybe I didn't see the whole video. Nobody showed me where I said 90s hip-hop was overrated. Yeah, he trying to be slick.
But then they asked him who was his favorite rappers, and he named like three of them from the 90s.
Let's see, what did Noriega say? Oh,
yeah, him and Noriega was exchanging. Then Tyler came in and was like, yeah, I don't see the big idea. The 90s music didn't do anything for me. He was saying some shit like that shit. I'm saying the same shit. The music in the 90s didn't do shit for me. The hip hop in the 90s didn't do shit for me. Like, as far as, I guess he didn't really.
Yep. Yep. He said that.
Yeah.
Does that really surprise y'all, though? Because, like,
it ain't surprising to me at all. I mean, it ain't like no. I mean, I ain't about to be up here talking about some, oh, man, you know, you up here, you don't know what real hip hop is. I mean, you know, it's he's young. They're young. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
These dudes were 6 years old when the new millennium came in. You think they was thinking about hip hop back then?
You know what? I understand that and I get it, but come on, V. Like, some of the stuff that we like, were we born around that same time?
Right.
We went back and listened to it and loved it.
Right.
You know, we're not gonna say that Jodeci and Boyz II Men were the best because that's what we grew up listening to.
Right.
So we're going to pay homage to, and we're not going to say that stuff is overrated. You know, it's like, I get the argument that, well, he didn't grow up in that time period. He's just connecting to the music that he grew up listening to.
Yeah.
So did I. But yeah. I love the Dramatics and the Dales and the moments.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, come on, man. Marvin Gaye. Come on, man. Like, you can go back and listen to the music and still be like, you know what? I see why people are fucking with this shit.
But, Ken, you had a connection to that, and you grew up on jazz. So that's the reason why, like, for you, it was an easy transition to go back. And I don't know, you know, how Tyler grew up. You know, I don't know how Vince grew up. Because, obviously, Vince and Tyler both didn't have their dads in their life, right? So they didn't have an older presence showing them certain old school things that would make them appreciate stuff. But go ahead.
Moms, I like this blap already. I just want to get in because moms play a lot of shit.
Blap already.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop you real quick because I get where you're going. I understand it. But you know, moms played a lot of that shit too. Because you'll hear people say, "Yeah, my pops wasn't around," but my moms would be blasting that stuff. So I just wanted to kind of get that in because somebody heard that they'll you know, I don't want you to get jumped. Yeah,
like that young dude that we first had on the guest, Ryan. Remember the dark skinned dude we had? We Skyped in. What's his name? Y'all know who I'm talking. His name was Ryan too, dark skinned guy. Y'all remember him?
Ryan Gilliam.
He didn't have his father, but remember what he said? His mother listened to a lot of, you know, hip hop and shit. So he got put up on it. All right, NBA.